Welcome, sports fans, to the third episode of the Spring Hill College Athletics Podcast. I am Devin Golden, like before. I haven't changed my name yet. And I'm going to be interviewing Coach Thompson, head coach of the men's basketball team today. The team is on a little bit of a losing streak, six games. They're 10-11, 4-8 in the GCAC, but some tough losses. Some rebounding and some free throws have kind of cost them a couple of games here and there. But for the next six games at home, can make a little run in the stretch and head into the GCAC tournament with a little bit of momentum. And then, of course, just to touch upon right before we get to the interview with Coach Thompson, the baseball team picked up a sweep of Tougaloo, 5-1 in conference. They dropped a tough one to Auburn Montgomery. They were down, actually, a lot. They were down, I think it was 7-0 or 6-0. I think it was 7-0 early on. They fought back and made it 8-6 before they gave up another run and couldn't get another one across the plate and lost 9-6. But, Auburn Montgomery was ranked, and they just had a tough, first couple of innings. They kind of put them in a little bit of a hold there. But you know what? They're going against William Carey, I think, this weekend, which will be in Hattiesburg, just a two-hour drive if anyone who's not going to New Orleans for Mardi Gras can make the trip. I know a couple of people who are going, a couple of Spring Hill fanatics. A little shout to Jim Love, Devin Oshman, and Tim Corbett, who are going to be going to Hattiesburg to see them play William Carey either on Friday or Saturday. They're going one of the days. But it's a huge series. William Carey's ranked. It's a road series. It's our first road series, our first road game of the season. And, we have a 5-2 record, and we could be, if we can take two out of three there, we're seven, we would be 7-2 in conference and 7-3 overall. 7-2 in conference is pretty good. So, sweep of Tougaloo, we dropped one to Auburn Montgomery, that's okay. We can rebound, we can figure out, this team's good. Are they good enough to win the GCAC? Are they good enough to hang with the top teams? Are they good enough to take two out of three from possibly the best team in the conference on the road? That's figuring out how good this team is. We'll find out this weekend. But I guess just kind of to go into my interview with Coach Thompson, we're going to discuss a couple of things about the men's basketball team coming down the stretch. Student pride, how, a couple of the prizes that they're trying to give away, $1,000 for the Greek organization showing the most pride. That's a pretty good little prize that they have going right there. And, of course, there's another one this weekend where they give away a trophy to the Greek organization showing the most student pride. Keep with the student pride thing. Keep with the positive attitude. This team, definitely, they made a late run last year. They beat LSU Shreveport, who was ranked number top five, I think. At home, they can easily make another run this year. They did it last year. They were hanging around that 500 mark in conference, a little bit above it, and they ended strong, and they used that momentum into the tournament, and they can do the same thing again this year. So, all right, folks, I am here with Coach Thompson, head coach of the Spring Hill College men's basketball team. And we're coming down to the final stretch of the regular season. How are you doing, Coach?
Doing fine. How are you, Devin?
I'm doing just good. The basketball team kind of hit a little tough stretch here. 10-11, 4-8 in the GCAC. A tough loss at Suno. A tough buzzer beater loss, of course, at home against Shreveport. That was Shreveport. But we did beat Tougaloo at home. We're 7-4 at home. Four of the last six games at home. We could make a little run here. Just to talk about the team a little bit, one of the things that I noticed early on is missing Jeremy Price has been a huge factor because he kind of took a lot of attention off Marcus. And, with all the attention kind of going to Marcus, he really hasn't been able to get open for a shot. I don't know if you wanted to comment on how much Jeremy Price, I guess, meant to the offense.
Well, I think, Devin, you summed it up. I know as a team we always encounter now because we had such a great year last year, and you don't know how good a player is until they're gone. And I think you summed up well. Jeremy Price is a huge deficit in our program right now because he opened things up for Marcus. He can get to the basket and he can do so much for our team. And down the stretch last year when we won, I think 13 last 15 games, Jeremy really stepped up his play. And we're missing that now. Marcus is doing a great job for us, but teams have been able to focus on him, and that really limits us because we don't have another guy that can get to the basket, but we are missing Jeremy Price a whole bunch right now.
And I guess coming down into the final stretch of it, we get Dillard at home, we get Belhaven, then we go at Shreveport. Of course, we have Tougaloo Thursday at Shreveport, then versus Loyola, versus Mobile. I mean, we can definitely make a run here. We are a good home team. How do you feel about the possibility of us? I think we could easily win five of these last six games, go 500 in GCs, and make a run at it.
You know, that's what we like to do. You know, right now we need to win bad, just so the kids get more confidence. Anytime you lose this many in a row, we lost, I think, five or six in a row, and, you know, it's beginning to have its toll on the kids. But we got some teams coming to our place that we can beat. We've beat most of those guys already. And, you know, we've played well at home. Our kids play with a lot of pride at home. And, you know, we just need to go get a win now and then come back home and take care of business, and we'll be in great shape going into the tournament.
What changes do you have? Are there any going to be changes made heading into the stretch, or is it just kind of all just fundamental type stuff? I know the free throws, they weren't falling. It's the rebounds. I know that, you know, we're getting our rebound by two per game, which isn't huge. We're kind of a smaller team compared to other teams, but offensive rebounds, we only have 214. Opponents have a 301 on the season against us. And I know, of course, the free throws, 66.2%. That was the big thing I saw in the Mobile game. Are there any changes as far as game plan or strategy, or do you want to even say, or just mostly fundamentals?
First of all, Deb, I need to get you on my staff. You're very well rehearsed on what's going on in the program. You know, that is a big problem right now. We've talked about that. You know, teams have really, well, has hurt us on our losses, particularly on the road, has been offensive rebounding and free throws, those intangible things that, you know, you got to have to be a good team. We talked about this last week of really focusing on getting the ball inside. There's some basic fundamentals that going to help free up Marcus from the outside, because, you know, I think we've been shooting the ball a little quick from the outside and not really focusing on getting the ball inside. If we can do that and we can eliminate some of the offensive rebounds and eliminate some turnovers and make the freebies, you know, we'll give ourselves a chance to win, because I think our guys have been playing extremely hard on defense. We've been playing together. You know, if you notice, we get more assists than anybody in the league. You know, our kids take pride in sharing the basketball. We just have to do some of those small things. And not to make an excuse, we're very small in perimeter. You know, our biggest guy is Marcus in the perimeter. You know, we got Tyler and Marcus and Patrick in the perimeter. And those guys not very big, but we can't make that excuse. Got to be quicker and faster to the basketball and show a lot of energy to get to those loose balls.
And one thing I noticed, this is going even back to last season, is Marcus is so good in the clutch. You know, I remember it was the first round of, or the second round of the tournament last year, we were playing Xavier or Loyola at home, and he hit the three to send us to overtime where we won. And I mean, even this year when we were playing Shreveport at home, you know, we were so clutch down the stretch. Marcus hit a three, I think, at the end of the first half. Chris Dees hit that game-tying shot right before they hit the buzzer beater. You know, what I've seen is that, you know, while we are kind of playing from behind, we still are able to fight back at the end of the game, and we have been very clutch with our jump shots at the end.
We've got some guys that can score the basketball. Marcus is really shooting, and he's made some big shots for us. You know, he won the game at Xavier for us on the last second shot. And like you said, against Shreveport, made some big buckets. But, you know, Marcus is a kid that can really shoot the basketball. He shattered the three-point record here at Spring Hill College. I don't know if another kid can come here and do what he's done from the three-point line. He had a tremendous career, and, you know, we count on him to make big shots for us. He's a senior, and we expect his leadership to carry us as far as he can.
And, okay, kind of change, I know you want, you know, y'all are really promoting the student pride. I know y'all have y'all are giving $1,000 to the Greek organization that shows the most student pride all year long. Is that correct?
Yes.
And this, I know that there was something going on this weekend as far as with the game against Dillard, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Could you explain exactly what, I guess, for the Greek organization? I mean, I know you explained to me earlier, but just kind of explain it.
What we're trying to do, you know, trying to continue to grow spirit here on campus. You know, the whole idea of the $1,000, get kids excited about it. I know everybody needs money to do things for their program and organization. So we thought of that idea to get it out, get kids fired up about, you know, coming to see all the sports team, not just ours. But since we thought of and started, it started there. The other thing we're doing this week, we're doing a Greek spirit group. See all the Greek guys that have the most spirit, or female sororities have the most spirit in the game. And we're going to get a big trophy and give out. And what we would like to do is maybe each year carry that trophy over to the next team that has the most spirit. So just really trying to get some spirit on campus, get the kids out and support the team, and have a lot of fun while kids play basketball.
I love it. I think it's a great idea. And another thing is that, you know, a lot of people kind of overlook the girls team. They kind of just come for the men's team. I think that it's a good idea. I think that this is definitely incorporating the women's team as well, and I think that's a really good idea. I know they've been struggling as of late as well, but still, it's good to go out and support the women's team too, because, I mean, they really do play. And I watched a couple of their games. They were really playing hard against Tougaloo the same night that we beat them.
Well, you know, they're playing real well. Now, they hadn't got over the hump with a win, but the last five ball games, I was telling Coach Front the other day, you know, really proud of this team, how hard they're playing. They're not showing any quit, and, you know, just losing by several, you know, by just several little small things, but, you know, they're team is going to do a great job in the future, and hopefully get a win also down the road with us.
And I guess kind of just to end, I don't want to keep you that long. like I said, four of the last six games at home. You know, we have a chance. We're 4-8 in GCAC, but we can easily win five of those last six. Like you said, get a big win. We're playing at Tougaloo. We beat them at home. We can beat them. And, of course, we play Dillard at home, Belhaven at home, Loyola and Mobile at home, and then Shreveport mixed there on the road. We can definitely win five of six. You know, how important is this? I guess you said it's important for us to get a win and come back. How important would it be, as far as this team going into the tournament, to, you know, finish strong and, you know, get a home game in the first round of the tournament, or, you know, get a bye into the second round? I think it's the 8-12 seed play in the first round, correct?
Right.
Or the
seven through ten play the
seven through ten in the top six. And how important you think would it be to finish strong and possibly get like the 7 or 6 or 5 seed?
It means a lot because, you know, at this time of year, the teams that's playing well later usually a team that's out to try to win a championship. And, you know, if we can win 4 out of the last 6 or 5 out of the last 6. You know, it sends a message in the league that we're playing good basketball, and teams normally want to play that team that's playing well. You know, at this time of year, you begin to tell which teams are beginning to play well and which teams are some teams usually quit. So it's a critical point in our career, in our season right now, these last six ball games. And the good thing about ours, they're at home. You know, these losses we've had, 6 out of 7 been on the road. Exactly. So we've had a very tough road trip. So we got to keep our heads up and play a lot of confidence and hopefully go on the road, get a win tomorrow night at Tougaloo and come back home and defend our floor.
And just like last year, we made a huge run at the end of the season, and we got all the way to the championship game of the tournament. You know, definitely that's possible if we can get some momentum. It's all about, in my opinion, it's all about momentum heading into that you know, stretch run, heading into that tournament.
It is. You know, kids get confidence, and you know, at this time of year, we rehearse things every day, and you know, they begin to play and have fun, and having confidence is a huge part right now, especially with the momentum going down the stretch.
Well, Coach, thank you for joining me. Good luck at Tougaloo, and good luck against Dillard at home on Saturday.
Thanks, Devin. We look forward to seeing you guys out there.
All right. Thank you. I'm Devin Golden. Have a great week.